Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome in to another interview edition of the Future Sox podcast. My name is Elijah Evans, and I am joined today by White Sox 11th round pick Matthew Boughton. Super excited to have him on today. Another, I think our fourth or fifth draft pick interview now. Super cool to get to talk to a lot of these guys, just see how things are going in the last month or so since the MLB draft. So appreciate you joining, man. How's it going?
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. It's going pretty good. Yeah.
Thank you for taking the time for sure. I know it's a busy time for everybody as you guys get acclimated to, you know, you're in Arizona, there's some guys in Kannapolis and Winston, wherever it may be, it's that initial process. So before we get into kind of just your backstory and a little bit about you, starting with just like the last month and a half, what has it been like since, you know, becoming a professional baseball player, now going through camps and Bridge League games in Arizona?
Yeah, I would say it's definitely a grind out here. It's been a lot of fun meeting all the new draftees. Just getting to know them, just because I didn't know one single person coming in here. So it's definitely a new environment coming out of high school, playing every single day, because obviously right now it's your job. So it's a different type of atmosphere here. So, but it's been a lot of fun. It's a grind out here. The heat's definitely up there. So it's been fun though.
Yeah, I can imagine. That's interesting. You say, you know, you didn't know anybody, because I think some of the college guys, you know, played against each other. And then I talked to like Jaden and Billy, I know played with each other in like the summer circuit and stuff. So what was that like for you, kind of just being someone who, you know, you just met all these guys and you're like, oh, this is the first time I'm meeting all of you right off the bat.
Yeah, I've probably played against them like multiple times, but I've never actually had like a real like relationship as I do right now. So it's been a lot of fun meeting, getting close to Jaden, getting close to Billy, also Landon Hodge. We've been all hanging out after all these games, so it's been really fun.
That's awesome, man. That's a cool environment to be around, and I know that's a big part of growing and getting through the organization. So taking it back a step to your experience, you know, high school, committing to A&M, then going through the draft process and everything, what was your high school journey like? Were you someone who kind of, you know, early on, were you envisioning the path for yourself? Were you thinking more college was the route? Kind of take me through a little bit of your, you know, your last couple years of high school and just how your trajectory went.
Yeah, the last couple of years of high school, wasn't really like I want to go to the draft, I want to go to college. It's kind of just seeing where I was at. I was really looking forward to going to A&M, but then this opportunity came out and I took it. But yeah, I'm really glad I took it. It was kind of just really a last second type of deal. So it was a bit stressful, but I'm glad I did it. So.
Yeah, I can imagine. So for you, what was kind of the lead up like when you were, you know, in your last spring, this spring of high school ball, what was the amount of, you know, scouting attention you had? Was there a number of teams you were talking to? What was kind of that like for you in this spring going into the draft season?
Yeah, definitely this spring, there's quite a bit people talking to me. It was, like I say, a stressful time talking to all these teams. And there's definitely five or six teams that were really on me. And then White Sox, actually out of nowhere kind of chimed and they wanted me. So it's pretty cool how everything works.
Yeah. At what point in the process was that? Cause that's not the first time I've heard that. I mean, it happens with a lot of guys, I think, where a team like has you on their radar, but they're not one of the teams necessarily targeting you. And then they jump in and they become the team that ends up wanting to take you. At what, when in the timeline were the White Sox kind of initially showing interest?
I got a text by Alex Glenn, like maybe like couple days before the draft. So that's really when I knew. And the day of the draft, they're kind of calling me. So it was pretty quick, honestly.
Yeah, that's a very quick turnaround, obviously. There was talks, you know, about the fact that you were potentially going to sign earlier in the draft for the White Sox, and then it ends up being in the 11th where they were, you know, after the initial first 10 rounds with the bonus pool, right? What was that like for you? Was it just kind of like taking it literally like hour by hour during those days and just seeing what the best option was?
Yeah, that was pretty much how it is, doing it hour by hour, just seeing all these picks, and it's just getting it was getting a little stressful out there, but
yeah.
It worked out.
What was the biggest driving force for you when you just kind of took a second with your family, of course, and really thought about it? Like, what was the, you know, I'm going to go get into pro ball immediately, start getting that competition versus going to, you know, a powerhouse SEC school like A&M?
Yeah, it was definitely a family decision. My dad played professional baseball as well. Yeah. So he really pushed me that maybe I would rather get my 400 at bats here and then rather than A&M. And then I believe in myself that I could make it up there. So I'm doubting myself right now. So it's just a grind, and just putting all the pressure on you that I like the pressure. So that's why I kind of chose the professional side.
Yeah, I'm not sure you've gotten the chance to meet him because he's in Kannapolis, but I remember when George Walkau was drafted, you know, he went at 17 to the White Sox, and he was telling, you know, me initially, like, he was like, I want to just play against pro competition. Like, I want that. And it seems like you kind of have that similar mindset of like, let me just get into this and dive into the grind as soon as I can, right?
100%, yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. So coming up as a player, can you just tell me a little bit? I mean, so we've heard some really good things from Mike Shirley, from other people, just about kind of your well-roundedness as a player, your ability to impact the game in many different ways. What has been your kind of, you know, going through high school up till now, what type of player have you kind of always been, and what do you think you can be still?
I'm more of just like, I'm super athletic, so I put that onto the field in all aspects of my game. Yeah. I'm easily adaptable, so I'm able to move places, catch balls that most people can't catch, and I just play with a little bit of flash, a little bit of just speed to my game. That's how I've always played, just having fun out there, trying to have as fun as possible. And every time I step on the field, I go hard as I possibly can, and I think you could see that when I play. So it's pretty much.
Yeah, where does some of that athletic background come from? I believe I read something about you doing track. Is there other things that kind of just built up that athleticism other than baseball when you were growing up?
Yeah, I did track, and I also did basketball throughout high school. So I was the point guard, so I was always moving around. It was just that being a little kid, going around, playing with my older brother. He played baseball, and always just playing with him just made me the baseball player I am today. Always moving around. My sister plays soccer, so we're like a moving family. So that's just the background I came from, and I think that's just part of how I play my game. So
it just breeds that athleticism and makes the game flow for you, I'm sure. Offensively at the plate, what are kind of some of the things that you think in your game or things you've either worked on or just things that are a strong suit of yours at the plate, whether it be a little bit more contact oriented? I know you're still kind of, you know, obviously a lot of guys coming out of high school, like, you're still finding that power. You're finding the ways to impact the ball. What are some of your, you know, your strong suits offensively, and then things you may be kind of still trying to develop?
Yeah, offensively, very good at the ball. So I don't have too many strikeouts. I usually barrel every piece that I usually swing at, I would say. But just barreling it, being adaptable, hitting these off pitches. And I really hit early in the count fastballs. So that's what I try to work on in my game. And obviously just getting stronger. That's like a little con. Just getting stronger, putting on more weight. And I think that should come as time goes. So.
Yeah, definitely. What is have you noticed even just in bridge league games? Obviously, you know, in Arizona at the complex, you're facing international guys, you're facing high school draft picks, you're facing some college draft picks. What has been the difference so far in the pitching you feel like you faced in these scrimmages compared to what you were facing in high school ball?
Oh, yeah, that's really different.
Yeah.
We were facing maybe 70, 80. It's like every pitcher sitting around 90, 92. We face a couple 98s, 100 guys, so it's definitely a big jump, and it's just different to see the culture out here, all these pitchers, because most of all the pitchers that are pitching in the bridge league are all the Latins, so it's just cool facing them, seeing where they're coming from, and Yeah, definitely completely different than high school, I would say.
Yeah, it's a whole other tier of stuff. Do you find it being not only the stuff, but is it also just like better literal like command of all the pitches for some guys? Because I think you see that as you rise up the minor league ranks. Like I've talked to guys, you know, in double A where it's like, oh, you know, the difference between high A and double A is like even better command. But I still feel like even the jump from high school to bridge league is still probably much better command too.
Yeah, 100%. Command there, the Dodgers have like, Dodgers always have like the flamethrower. So they're all like throwing gas. And you just don't really see that. And even in summer ball where I face great competition. So, it's definitely a better type of pitching here because high school, we didn't even have a pitching coach. So it's kind of difficult. And here it's like they're all on top of each other. So,
yeah,
it's quite different.
Yeah, it's a different tier for sure. For you, obviously, you know, I'm sure you've had some experience with wood bats from summer circuit, from things like that. But what's that adjustment been like for you, just getting used to not only the pitching being better, but also full-time use of wood bats and everything?
Yeah, personally, I like hitting with wood bats personally more than my metal bat. Last like 4-5 summers, we play in summer where it's all wood. So all these tournaments are wood. So I haven't had a crazy jump. I was pretty I didn't really care to swing wood because I actually prefer it rather than a metal. So,
well, that's a good thing because then you don't have to adjust in that regard at all. In terms of defensively, right? You know, I've been touted pretty heavily for your athleticism at shortstop, your range there. How do you feel like you have just, you know, come into your own as a defensive shortstop? And beyond that, have you had experience playing elsewhere in your path so far?
Yeah. I got moved to second here, and it hasn't been that big of a jump because second's obviously more easier than shortstop, and it's just being here, knowing who I am, and just understanding that it's the same game, and not trying to speed up the game while I'm fielding. And obviously, the ball is going to be hit a lot harder here than high school, so just adapting to that. And yeah,
it's pretty much it. Were you played shortstop then? I assume pretty much all the time throughout high school.
About high school, yes.
Yeah, and then you. So now this is kind of your first taste of a different position, yeah. Yeah, that's cool, and you feel like it's something that you've, you know, welcomed and just been totally comfortable off the bat with. Obviously, it's, you know, second base and shortstop, similar profile, but still has some differences, right?
Yeah, definitely has some differences, but it's pretty much the same. Just being athletic, just being mobile, and trying to get to balls. So,
yeah. Nice. What do you think you talking about your speed, you're having done track, all these other aspects of your athleticism, what do you think you bring to the table in terms of base running? Is that something you've put emphasis on in your career? Or do you still kind of want to tap into more, you know, potential stolen bases and just wreaking havoc on the bases more?
Yeah, I definitely want to tap into that, but I think that should be part, like a huge part of my game. In high school, I stole a lot of bags, but here I'm trying to make an actual difference and try to get to the next bag as next pitch, hopefully every time. So just trying to make a hazard on the base path and make pitchers actually think about me. So definitely try to include that while I'm here. And yeah.
Yeah, one thing we've noticed with the whole organization, honestly, it's kind of fascinating, is there's been a tick up for sure in stolen bases in the minor league levels, especially in Kannapolis and into Winston and Birmingham. There's been definitely a noticeable jump for guys in stolen bases this season. So it's interesting to see a number of guys coming into your draft between you and Billy and a lot of these other guys who have some natural speed. And I think I'm assuming there's going to be even more emphasis going forward on just being aggressive and taking bases when you can.
Yes, 100%.
For you, kind of just, you know, we talked on this a little bit earlier, but getting used to the draft class, what have you just seen in your time with these guys of just the overall talent in this class? I think people are really excited about the players brought in from, you know, four of you guys coming from high school and then a good amount of these experienced college guys coming in. What has the overall class just been like to you?
Yeah, they're all super nice. They're all studs, I would say. I haven't really got to see too much of like the college kids since they got moved up like third, second week. So just seeing them though is pretty cool. Just watching them on TV and then seeing them here in person, it's a pretty cool thing as a high schooler. And so like all four of the high schoolers, we just have a super great bond here. Just competing every single day. It's been a super athletic group, I would say. Being able to do things, helping each other in the weight room, all those things. And just, it's just been fun to get to know them, Billy, Jaden, and Landon. So
Yeah, that's great. Is there anything you think you've picked up in just your limited amount of time from those guys, of just little either things they do on the field or things they do off the field, or just things you're kind of taking into your game and your lifestyle from those guys?
Yeah, definitely. Like just hitting one-on-one with some of them and just taking a few of their tips that they do before they hit, and then including that, also taking some things from Billy at short, because he's a very good defender. So just taking little tips and the things, and we both exchange stuff. So it's nice to help each other out here. So yeah.
Yeah, that's great. So I always like to get people a little bit of an ability for Sox fans to follow the farm system, to just get to know people on an outside of baseball level, because baseball is one thing, but it's always, you know, important to remember you guys are all athletes. You're all just, you know, people like everyone else. What are some of the things you do outside of baseball that just keep you happy and keep you balanced off the field?
Yeah, definitely. Personally, I'm not like a video games person, so I never really do any of that. But
surprising.
I like just being outside. I like hiking. I like riding my bike. Just doing any activities outside, particularly, that's just super fun to me. Just love nature and just having fun and just hanging out with some friends. Just sit back. So that's pretty much who I am, really.
Yeah, I'd say that's you're in the minority there of people that don't play video games within the baseball world. There's definitely a lot of the guys that love their gaming on the side of playing. And once it gets a little less hot, there's some great hiking in Arizona. So that'll be something you can check out. I've done some really cool hikes out there.
Awesome.
For you kind of heading into this offseason, you know, your first, obviously this is your sample of professional ball, but now you've got a full offseason ahead of you. And then next year, right, that jump to playing an entire year of games is usually a lot for high schoolers. It's a big transition for sure compared to what you're used to in terms of what you're playing. What are some of the goals for yourself heading into this offseason just to get ready and prepared for the full season ahead?
Yeah, just getting my work in off the field, just understanding just how much I have to put in the next season. So just the off season is a crucial part, and just putting as much work as I possibly can so the games come easy, obviously, and just hopefully putting on some weight in the off season and getting stronger and also getting more faster explosiveness. So.
Yeah, that's great. What does the timeline look like for you in terms of what your next handful of months looks like?
Timeline, like going back like October 20-somethingth, and then I'll be back January, sometime early January. So
you get a couple months there, but you're definitely right to it for the most part. I'm in Arizona there, which is, you know, how it goes early on.
Yeah, I'll definitely be fun.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Well, we really appreciate you taking the time to get to know us a little bit and get to give fans a chance to get to know you a little bit. And we're all excited to see where the future takes you and the rest of this draft class, man.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining. Appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Warning. The following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated. Forlorn even. Like your efforts are futile. And you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.